Chapter 3. Crash Dynamics. Section 3.3. Energy Absorption in Relationship to Vehicle Design and Direction of Impact. The energy absorbed by a vehicle in a crash is highly variable. Remember that force at impact is kinetic energy whose formula is Ke equal 1/2 mv². What the formula translates to is kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 1/2 of the weight of the vehicle m, times its speed v, squared. In other words, a VW bug is no match for a Mack truck. The VW cannot absorb enough energy to equal the force generated by the massive truck at any amount of velocity. Energy is absorbed by 1. Vehicle design. 2. The area of the vehicle struck. 3. The type of material. And 4. The support in that area of the vehicle. All vehicles have what is known as stiffness coefficient values. These values dictate the coefficient of restitution of a given vehicle. In plain language, let's take a ball of modeling clay and a billiard ball. If we drop the billiard ball from 3 feet onto a marble floor, the ball will virtually return to or very near the 3 feet height. That is a value of 1. When we drop the clay ball from the same 3 feet, it goes splat on the floor. There is no return. That is a value of 0. The billiard ball is very elastic, while the clay ball is very plastic. Vehicles are designed with both plastic and elastic values to absorb energy forces in a manner that will reduce the direct forces that reach the vehicle occupant s. Energy absorption is directly dependent on vehicle speed, angles of collision, and area of vehicle contacts. In any given collision, each vehicle will experience a delta V, or change in speed during the moment of collision. Depending on each vehicle's initial speed, this delta V takes only milliseconds. There is very little time for the vehicle components to collapse, bend, fold or crumple in a manner that will protect the precious cargo within. A simple inline direct rear-end collision will have energy-absorbing bumpers on the front of the bullet vehicle and the rear of the target vehicle if both are passenger-type vehicles. Depending on the amount of speed, much of the energy forces may be absorbed by the bumper systems alone. A large truck will not have the EA bumper system. The mass is much larger. Considerably more energy will be transmitted to the occupants. An angular collision is completely different. Acute angles may be considered sideswipe collisions, as opposed to a 90-degree T-bone type crash. Typically speaking, the larger the angle, the more energy is transmitted to the occupant compartment. The angles between the vehicles at collision are referred to as principal direction of force angles and are equal and opposite as stated in Newton's laws of physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. One important thing to remember is that the greater the speed and mass, the more energy and force is created. No vehicle can protect people from every crash situation. Even with all the safety restraint systems in use, speed is a major factor in dictating what energy the vehicle can absorb to protect the occupants.